Good morning. Spain confirmed its first community transmission of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus yesterday, reporting the infection of a vaccinated man in Madrid. The affected man had no travel history or close contact with anyone who travelled to any of the countries where the variant has been detected, so said a statement from the regional government of Madrid. The 62-year-old man, who has received two jabs of the AstraZeneca vaccine, began to experience symptoms on Monday. He is now in confinement alongside his partner. Meanwhile, Madrid officials are sequencing two other suspicious viruses in people who also have no travel history. Yesterday's Omicron case was the fourth reported here, but all the others were in people who had recently travelled to South Africa. Three of the cases were found in Madrid, but another in the Balearic Islands. Meanwhile, 19 people have now tested positive for the Omicron variant in Portugal. On Monday, Portuguese health authorities confirmed that 13 players and staff from Lisbon's First Division football team had tested positive for the new variant. Several players had already been in confinement since last Saturday, when the team were forced to play a match, despite being short of players. The president of the Valencian government, Ximo Puig, has reiterated that the COVID passport required to access certain venues with a capacity of more than 50 people related to hospitality, nightlife and gaming halls will come into force at midnight tonight. The measure is set to be in place for 30 days. Puig revealed that the Valencian government, through the use of the COVID passport, is doing what it can to help generate greater confidence and that it will guarantee that all people who enter these establishments are vaccinated. However, he warned that although there are fewer infections amongst vaccinated people, they do occur, so we must remain vigilant and prudent. Meanwhile, no COVID passports will be required to enter hospitals, health centres and residential care homes in Andalusia after the regional Superior Court of Justice ruled that although the use of these safety measures does meet the requirements of proportionality, necessity and suitability, it does not meet the established time limit guidelines. Despite the ruling yesterday, the Junta can immediately reapply for the measure if it establishes a specific date. And a two-month-old baby boy was found dead on a migrant boat that was given assistance on Wednesday night off the Canary Islands. A total of 283 people, including 55 women and 20 children, were rescued on Wednesday night and disembarked on the island of Fuerteventura. At least 19,865 migrants have landed on the Canary Islands since the start of the year. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.